Hi, Gemstones, and welcome to another episode of Takes All Over the Place. I've traded my queen card for the Eighth Sense, which in this context is gay stuff, but in reality is somatosensory clairvoyance? What do I know? I'm just a brand slut. Meanwhile, our faves keep Shantang in Survivor, and Heidi better not go back in the closet on Drag Race. Meanwhile, Julie is trying to take us to an underground silo with a gas system. Road trip! But not before we play a brand new game that combines Linky with Pyramid with my mental breakdown. Let's dive in.
Takes all over the place. Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
Yes.
Takes all over the place. Takes, takes, takes.
That was perfect.
Amazing.
It's a little overplaced, but we'll dial it in here soon.
I'm overplayed, like my voice?
Oh, all over the place.
Yeah, I have natural inflection in my voice.
It's called Nick's All Over the Place.
Nick's All Over the Place. Voice All Over the Place. Her boobs and booty hot. I speak with my hands. It's Pride Month. Almost.
Not yet.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Don't relegate the queers to one of the longest months.
Why not? There's so few of you. It should be fine.
It's about to be. If Republicans get their way, commentary. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you so much for asking. So I'm trying to modulate my tone. Apparently, I'm all over the place.
It's going to last for like 20 to 30 seconds.
I haven't even started. Like, yeah, this is me being dramatic, I guess. I was just like, shimmy into that word. What's going on with your phone? It's black and white, which
it's
is like fine,
actually,
like, but it's very Casablanca
in Game of Thrones. No, so I was listening to Jon Favreau, the Crooked Media, not the Marvel
Iron Man,
from podcast Offline, which I listen to almost every week, and they were talking about phone addiction, which I 100% have. And so they've done a couple different things, like getting rid of their phone for a week, doing a flip phone, neither of which I felt was possible for me. But this week they were like, turn your phone to grayscale and you'll see how the dopamine doesn't come as quickly or as easily, and you're like, your need to like want to get on it. So I did it on Sunday. Today is Monday. But literally, you're like,
one step at a time.
I need to find that app. I think it's red and white. I can't really tell. Instagram and TikTok are not nearly as satisfying. I did turn it back on for 30 minutes today to give myself a little pitch.
A little treat.
A little treat. But I think it's a good idea for me. I am way cracked out on my phone. So
I'm way cracked out on crack and most things. I don't know if you know this, but I have an addictive personality. So
I know, but you stopped smoking.
Interestingly, yeah, it has been. Interestingly, I did it. I started back up again.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. No, but it's been 11 weeks since you looked at me. But this past week, it's been so interesting. I've been having like week one, two level cravings. And I had a dream last night where I was like smoking a Juul and I was just like hitting it a little bit. And then suddenly I was back on and I woke up in a cold sweat and I was like, no, we worked so hard. So apparently that's like, it's part of a cycle that usually happens around 3 months where your brain gives you like one last push of like, this is the last fight. Like, go back to the craving before it starts dissipating a lot. So we made it to like the final battle.
Nice.
Before the lifelong one. But apparently that's the next big upheaval. It's just sort of like the right before the craving death, they just throw everything at you and are like,
craving
submit.
Death. I like
submit.
That.
Yeah. It was on health.caymanislands.com. So it's a very reputable source. But cravings are wild. So I might try that soon if I just don't want to be happy again. No one knows how to kill a room quite like I do.
Well, I just feel bad because you did it the way you did it, which is the way you wanted to do it. But, like, I don't have any cravings, so I want you to get to that point where you're, like, looking at people smoking and think, that's hilarious. What are they doing?
No, I'm just like, I wonder if I make out with them, if that counts as smoking, like, right after they've taken a hit.
It would be like licking an ashtray at this point. I think I would be like, bleh.
See, that's too far. I wouldn't do that. I was never a big, like, I was a big vapor. Because I'm super cool millennial.
Not so much. You've been a big smoker.
I was a bigger vapor.
Okay.
Don't tell me my truth. Don't woman-splain my reality, ma'am. I am a liar.
Scandaval's a liar.
I know. And,
but you don't know what that means.
What? I know that they just had the reunion.
Nobody cares except me.
So what happened on the reunion? Or they had some sort of, like, situation?
It's a long story, and the reunion is this week. Part one of three.
Jesus Christ.
Three-part reunion?
Yeah, there are always those good ones. Three-part reunions are amazing. That, between the previously on, guess what just happened and here's what's coming up, it's like 12 minutes of content in an hour, you know?
And that Andy Cohen is just so catty.
You know, it's obvious that you freshly watched 30 Rock 10 minutes ago.
I'm just a true professional, so I like everything to be right up there. It's not the first time I've watched it. I also watched it in 2012, so there's the real profesh.
So will you get a new badge when you get past the craving death?
No, because no one else, none of the apps talk about it, but I found some Reddit users that, honestly, the Stop Smoking subreddit has been very helpful. And they, you know, all the new smokers are like, thank you for everyone who's, like, been in this journey for being in there. And I was like, honestly, it'd be too triggering, so you're on your own. But best of luck for me to contribute my experience. Also, apparently, it's, like, the 1 week badge chip burner coming in and be like, I cracked the code.
That was 100% you. That's what we call a beginner in 12 steps. We're like, so I know I haven't had a drink for 3 days, and here's what works. You're like, that's adorable.
First of all, I waited a month.
You did not.
I did. Roll back the tapes.
It was like a week.
It was not a week, because I knew you would roast me if it was a week, so I waited a whole month. Why do you think I stayed quitting that long? Just to prove you wrong. No, but I still could read that book. I've never gotten to the end of the one that you used.
You could, except that you're supposed to continue to smoke while you're reading it.
I knew that, too. My life's open.
I mean, do you have a goal? Like, you're just done forever.
A goal of how long to do it?
Yeah, because you just said I'm done forever. I'm not smoking again.
Yeah, I mean, the finality forever is just like a lot. And that's why I kept the duel with me for the first couple of weeks of just being like, you know, we don't have to like be, this is over. I don't have to throw everything out. We'll just like see how long it goes. But no, I mean, I don't have any plans to do nicotine or porn, but life comes at you fast. During the Golden Globes, Tina Fey, whatever. You don't rewatch Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosting the Golden Globes for their 3 years every week, and it shows.
What did they say about porn? I don't remember.
Tina was just like, no one has plans to do porn here, I don't think. And Amy was like, well, no one has plans to do porn. It was much better received by the audience of Golden Globe stars.
Because they were wasted.
Well, probably.
And
TikTok.
I thought we were going to like support sex workers now.
Super support. The most support.
Well, it's just like Stormy Daniels isn't a person, right? She's like a porn star, not like an adult film actress. She's a porn star.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say star, but she's really good.
You've never seen a movie with Stormy Daniels in it.
No, I see her on Twitter all the time, though. I follow her. She's amazing. She's so good. Every time someone says something super hateful and graphic and rude, she's just like, turns it around on them. That's where she would have a quippy line if I were Stormy Daniels.
Anything else going on in your world?
No, not really. Talk about you now.
I already talked about my phone thing. That's pretty much all I got. And I'm ready to just talk about like shows and
stuff. Let's talk about shows and stuff. That's
okay.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, did you watch Yellow Jackets this week?
I did not, no.
We're out. We got to get back in. Last episode was much better.
Was it?
Yes.
Because well, we didn't talk about last week's.
Because you hadn't watched it.
No. We talked about it at the very end, remember? And we were like in Yellow Jackets.
I hadn't watched it. Had you watched it?
Yeah, I had watched it.
Nobody believes you.
Well, I lied.
Prove it. Say something that happened in that episode.
They were all at Lottie's camp. And shit happened.
I said that the week before. Anyway, the whole gang gets back together on this one, and there are actual questions answered and some good stuff. This episode.
Questions about the mountain spirits?
And this one?
The one from this week.
Okay, I was they were not last week.
No. Last week was like on the, I don't read the Reddit threads, but like AV Club and Vulture and all those recaps. So it's like, we might be done. It might be over. This might be it.
I was feeling very, because I was supporting it for a very long time.
Yes.
Almost 5 episodes of the second season. I was like, I don't know that I can do anymore.
Well, this past week, we get to spend a lot of time with the group. We get to find out some things. People reveal some secrets. There's some scary shit. But it's good. This episode was much better. But it's still not on like my, oh my gosh, it's Friday. I wonder what I can't wait to watch. It's not that. So. But there's only one more season finale, and that's it.
Nice.
So.
Some scurry shit.
Power through. Well, watching, you haven't seen it yet.
Mm-mm.
They beat up a member of their own.
Misty.
No.
As
surprising.
Young.
Oh. Misty.
You have seen it, and it's not Misty. Stop it. Do you not remember? You haven't seen that episode either then. You are a liar. You're two back.
Is that like Tupac, but like shitty?
Anyway, I won't say who it is, but. Someone agrees to take a beating on purpose, and it is disgusting. It's like, did you ever see American History X?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That kind of curbing kind of feel of just, like, rage. gross. You have not seen that episode. You are a liar.
Apparently not. Yeah, I guess I am.
Skendubbo's a liar. You still don't know what that means? That's okay.
Will you tell us what that means?
We discussed this. It would be like if you and Stu slept together.
Uh-huh.
And Stu lied about it.
Oh, so we just call Sandoval Scandoval.
Correct. This is the Scandoval.
Okay. So it's not that the scandal is a liar. It's that that guy's a liar.
Well, yeah. Two of them are liars. But it would be like the nicest people you know, mm-hmm. not whatever, just sneaking behind everyone's back for 7 months and then continuing to lie about it. And now you might be pregnant in real life. Raquel, a.k.a. Rachel. We're all allowed to change our names, but her name in high school is Rachel, and she changed to Raquel.
Oh, God.
There are rumors abound that she is pregnant. And at the filming of the reunion, she's vaping. So she either didn't know or it's not true. But we'll find out on this one.
Oh, yeah. Are the reunions going to be all in a row or are they going to make you wait 3 weeks?
No, 1 week. With the very catty Andy Cohen. This is how it always is. So for some reason, the yelling and screaming of the reunions was very calming for me in the pandemic. So I used to watch them all the time. So I can't wait. I only watched like the first 3 seasons of Vanderpump Rules and we're on season 10 because then it just got boring. But yeah. I would still watch the reunions. So this one, I've actually seen the season, and the reunion's going to be a fire. Because at that point, I know you don't care, just hear me out.
No, I'm very invested.
At that point, let's see who's one of your peripheral friends. Isabella.
Shame them.
Had gotten really mad at you, and she pushed you.
Like
and you
physically?
Pushed her back, yes.
Oh, no, damn. Too
so
far.
She got a restraining order against you. So at the reunion, you and Isabella can't be there at the same time, so you never get. She never gets to confront you. So they have like... 1 week it's just with Emma. 1 week it's just with Isabella. Oh, and everyone's mad at Emma in both groups. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Do you watch the Survivor is the word I'm looking for.
Oh, fuck yeah. All our dreams came true. If your heart is pure, then wondrous things can happen to you in this world.
One step at a time. Taking one step at a time.
They all made it to the finale. It hits.
They didn't all make it to the finale.
Next week's the finale.
It is.
They have 5 people. Only 4 will make it to the finale. Someone will get voted off, and then it'll be 4, and then it'll be down to 3.
But they made it to the finale episode.
But I think they do it all in like a 2-hour finale.
Correct. Okay. I think that 5th person gets voted off first, because then you go down to 4, and they go for fire to end up who's in the bottom 3. I'm using fingers.
Yes. Yeah.
So that 5th person, who could be Carson, Carolyn, or Jam Jam, could go. And then it would be the other 4 going to the finals. He didn't say you're going to the finale. We're not having our breakfast.
Well, they are going to their next.
I know. And
camp.
Those smarty pants are like, we're bringing our stuff along.
Jeff was so pissed. He was like, I see you crack the code. It's like, yeah, you do the same shit every year. You're monologuing a little less than you did for the past 2 seasons, which we appreciate.
God, he looks good, though. Whoever does his work, bravo.
It's insane.
He looks younger than he did when it started.
I know. It's like, I will see so much botched plastic surgery and be like, oh, no, I'm never going to do that. And then there's just someone who wears it so well. And I'm just like, but like, what are the chances? Like 1 in 10 that I can have the same vibe, but like, is it worth the risk? Do we do it? Or do we follow the advice of Soyeon from Idol and Queen Card and love the Queen Card within you?
Oh, I forgot my big news, which is the radical change that I've obviously made to my appearance that no one has noticed.
Well, to be radically candid.
It looks exactly the same.
No, your hair does look lovely.
No. So I went in to our hairdresser and I was like, I'm dyeing my hair red and I want to shave my, like, the side of my head. And
you shave the side of your head?
Yes. Much.
Wow! Look at her.
So she was flabbergasted,
scandal!
Right? She's like, "What?" She's like, "We can't really do like a fashion red because we'd have to bleach her hair." And I was like, "That's whatever you can do." Uh-huh. So it's exactly the same color I get, just toned red. And then we took too long because we had to do all over color, even though it still looks brown to me. And she was like, "Okay, honestly, I don't think you should shave your head. I think you should wait 24 hours." I'm like, "I'm not trying to get an abortion. I just want to shave my head. I just am feeling like I have to be an adult, and I just want to shave." Just like this half of my head.
Yeah.
And so then I pulled out a different picture and she's like, well, here is your choices. I have time left to either trim your ends or to shave your head. And I think we should trim your ends. I'm like, what about this? And I showed her a picture and she's like, I will do that.
What's the difference here from your original vision? Because it is fully shaved off.
It's not. It goes to here. Like it's a baby shave.
Oh, but still. I do like that a lot.
Yeah, no one knows. And even when I pulled it up, I went to class with my red hair and my shaved head. And no one said. Then I went to the next class the next day. Also the same reaction. Which to me just says I can carry off any hair color and whatever. Or
absolutely.
People don't look at me, which is either one.
Well, I was talking to my friend after recently diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. And they
How does this relate to me and my fantastic hair?
Because they always thought that she didn't have as great a pair as you, first of all.
Well, I don't have as great hair as Emma, which we discussed at length. I was like, why wavy hair? And she's like, not the same texture as Emma. I'm like, oh, are you calling me Jewish? I'm like, I will fucking cut you. The anti-Semitism in here is huge. Back to your friend. She
was always afraid that everyone was like whispering. We would be in the library studying, and she was afraid everyone was whispering about you. And I was like, no one even like cares about you at all. I meant that to be very comforting. Like, no one like even thinks of you. Like, do what you want. It's just like, unless you know the person, it's just a passing glance. Who cares? But it came off very scathing. And
I like the lesson that it means you can pull off a lot of things.
Well, I've had every hair color before, but I mean, we could do fashion mode.
Have you done blue?
Not like that.
Should we do blue together?
No.
Should we blue each other?
No.
All right.
No, and then I was thinking, I just don't like the texture of my hair, so I may...
I've had
nothing but nose against this idea, but...
Nose? Also nose. Hate crime.
So I have a white stripe, right? This is all, like, salt and pepper gray, and then there's a white stripe. So if we, like, focused on the white stripe, and then I don't care what happens to the rest of it. So we'll see.
White stripes also very in.
Well, I don't want to be very in.
Okay, fine. It was 2 years ago.
I'm old. Oh, yes. My other news is that I started a job, and I don't know if we want to talk about that, but we went to the first meeting, and I'm significantly older than everyone.
That's not even true.
No,
okay,
it's not.
Besides the two white hairs, I am significantly older than everyone. Yeah.
So. I'm aging at a very rapid rate.
It's so true.
So
I bet if we got our age, like, done, I might be ahead of you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I took an Evian real age test once in, like, 2010. It said I died 3 years ago.
Based on fitness levels alone.
What's an Evian real age
test? Evian had this, like, real age. It was, like, drink more water, but also, like, support us financially, and you took this quiz of like, what's your real age to see if your healthy lifestyle habits reduce.
It's more than a quiz; like we could do blood work and stuff like that.
I love doing blood work. I've got a favorite phlebotomist. Yeah, I fucking do. But anyway, it was like do all these things to see if you're actually younger than your actual age, or like maybe you're 25 and you are doing.
Was
all
this
these
a BuzzFeed quiz?
No, it was an Evian real age. I just don't understand how I can speak any clearer.
So how old did it say you were?
Said I died 2 years ago. But that was back in 2010, so I look great for a corpse.
Pretty pale. So...
Were you thinking of me as a corpse and delighted by the concept?
No, I was seeing a corpse come to life, and I was like, what was that that I watched? And it was Dungeons & Dragons, the movie.
Oh,
because
did you watch
Chris
it?
Pine is my,
oh,
I
you
love
wanted
him.
To watch Aww. That. I did. Were you happy?
I was. It was really easy to watch and super fun. But anyway, so who do we think they're going to... You think Yam Yam's going to turn on Carolyn this week?
Yes. I was surprised you didn't this week. So
I know they were leading it. It was so heavy-handed that I was like, "This has got to be like a fucking like hook, line, and sinker."
Well, she made that huge mistake of being like, "So then I got the idol. I didn't tell anybody."
She's celebrating a win before she's won.
I know. Well, and then like the very frustrating thing is that she knows Marianne. Marianne was the inspiration for why she's there, which is amazing. And Marianne was so amazing.
Knows her personally.
What'd you say?
Knows her personally.
Well, we all know her personally. It's no longer a friend of Dorothy anymore. It's like, did you watch Marianne win Survivor?
She means, did they discuss things in real life?
I don't know their lives, but
you sound like you do.
Well, I follow them both on Twitter, so it feels like I do. But she was a big fan of her game, and one of the reasons Marianne's was so successful is that she saved it all for the final tribal council. No one knew how smart she was until that moment, and that would have been a big moment, because now it's just like, okay, Carolyn, you told us about all this stuff, and then that could have, like, prevented you from getting to final tribal council, and then now you've got this, like, did you waste an idol type thing, so...
And you celebrated it in a way that, like, showed your strategy.
Yeah.
As if you were making your final tribal case.
Yeah.
But actually, you're just hanging out.
So...
And painting a giant target on yourself.
Hair so curly, what do you put in there? What do you put in your hair?
Judaism. I put 100 generations of Ashkenazi inbreeding my hair every morning. Megan.
I couldn't find it. What do you put in your hair? Judaism. So what do we think is going to happen? She shouldn't have done that, but she did. But she didn't do it in front of the jury.
It's true. I feel I was listening
they talk,
to Tyson.
You know, Jamie's going to be over there and be like, oh, my God, guys. Also, Jamie's an ally. They were talking about someone was on Twitter, Survivor podcast that said it was queer. So I was immediately like, ugh, those losers. Said, I can't wait for, like, the final three tribal looks from Jamie. They're going to be amazing. And she was like, category is island extravaganza realness. And I was like, yes, bitch. Because, like, Drag Race. You don't know those words unless you're a friend of Marianne. Continue your story.
I don't even know where I was.
You were watching Tyson's podcast.
I was listening to it. Oh, I thought they made a good case for Carson.
You had to correct me first, and then she got back in her lane.
Lies.
I thought they made a good case for Carson being a threat, and maybe people will realize it. And as sad as it would be to see little Carson maybe sacrificed at the fact, I would rather them turn on him than Carolyn and Jam Jam turn on each other, is my preference.
Is Lauren queer?
I don't know.
Because, like, Heidi showed up in my For You page on Twitter, and she was like, you know, it's crazy the representation, and she said, like, two LGBTQ people, and I was like, yeah, ma'am, and did you just out Carson, baby?
No, there was the other guy who went home, Matt.
No, she was talking about the final five.
Fell down the rock.
No, she was talking about the final five.
Oh.
Yeah. Because there was also that other guy who, like, didn't have a stomach.
Obviously not Heidi with the puff sleeve.
Maybe she's talking about herself, because she says she has a husband, but, like, you could still be bi. Anyway, I was just curious if you knew. It seems
I don't, but I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
I mean, even if they vote off all three of them this week, which they can't, I'm still excited. That's the worst case scenario, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, a scenario that's not even possible.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. But it is the finale. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. I can't fucking wait. It's going to be amazing.
Did you watch the challenge finale?
No, I didn't, but I did get spoiled on Instagram. I saw that Jordan
it's not as good.
I wasn't mad that they were, like, based on what I've been watching, I was kind of rooting for Jordan because I like Kaz.
They did not win.
They didn't?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
did. Wait, Jordan and Kaz. Yes, my head is saying Casey. And once again, she crapped out in another final. Her body fell apart.
Oh, no.
But Danny said on Twitter that they only showed like 30% of the finale. I don't know why.
Hmm.
But it was not like, they're like, this is the worst one ever. I'm like, not to watch.
How did Danny and Tori do?
They did fine. You had to run this 4-mile loop and then either solve a puzzle or drink some vomit or whatever. And by then, everyone was real tired.
After 4 miles?
No, they did it 4 times. So it's like 16 miles, and then you have to drink the vomit, and then blah, 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 blah.
I love casting stones when I can't even make it up a stair without being like,
the best part, not to dance on anyone's grave, was when Sarah's partner, what's his name?
Theo.
He busted his ankle on the first lap. And I was oh, Sarah, I guess you're going home, Sammy. So as soon as she was out, I'm like, don't care. Anybody can win. Bring it. All right, it's time for you guys to hop on the silo train.
Okay.
What silo? The Anderson Cooper silo?
Oh, my God.
No.
She gets to be pissed about The View, but I can't be pissed at Anderson Cooper?
Sure.
You can.
I'm just feeling a lot of animosity.
I'm just feeling my feelings.
It just feels like Julie's trying to tear us apart and you're letting her. Tell me about the silo.
Love will tear us apart. So it's a Mr. Box show, right, on Apple about the silo, the dystopian but underground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so good.
Is it?
It's just so good and smart. So, like, then there's hierarchy. There's, like, the 50 floors up and the 50 floors. So there's, like, 150 floors.
Jesus.
So this woman is, like, a mechanic.
In the silo?
Yes, but...
At least women are allowed to be mechanics in the silo.
Of a doctor. So we learned more about her past this week. And so her brother, they, like, bring him back, revive him. She's having a flashback of when she's a kid and he's a kid and her mom. And then the next time we see them, the mother and son have passed. And the dad, a terrible Jorah Mormont, makes her take all their belongings to recycling without him. And they're like, you shouldn't be doing this alone. You're just a little girl. And so she takes the little, her brother's, like, favorite toy.
Hmm.
And then the dad's like, couldn't fix this chair. And she's like, I can. So then she, like, sneaks down to mechanical. And she goes down there and finds her place. And he just lets her go. It's all crazy. But I'm, like, super invested in these people. And I don't know what's going to happen. So then her, I'm
but
not going to tell you.
I do.
I'm not going to tell you. That's a spoiler. But it's really dark and good and smart. And the accents are terrible, as I told you. British people speaking in terrible
accents. Okay, so John Goodman isn't in it. If it's reminding me of 34 whatever Integer Cloverfield Lane, when this woman was convinced that the world was ending, and so he took her to a bunker, and then it was like, oh, wait, did you actually just, like, abduct me and feed me lies this whole time?
Isn't that Kimmy Schmidt?
Similar. but it doesn't have that viral. They're alive, damn it! It's a miracle! It's a much sadder viral moment.
No, it's gray and it's dark, but it's a mystery. And Tim Robbins is there being very mean. Mm. And it's really good.
All right.
And it's a giant underground silo.
It's like 150 floors, circular silo going down.
Yeah, it's a
big silo. I keep imagining the spaceship from Xenon.
Zetus Labitus, yeah. No, because the recycling thing, because that's where she got the materials for Protozoa.
And it was also a large, round, multi-story. Not 150, as far as I know.
But like zoom, the zoom, mechanic zoom. Girl ends up coming up top to work, not up top, me, not above ground, but in the top.
Mm-hmm. She's like a top.
Yes. And they're like, oh, I don't even know what you people eat down there. And like all this hierarchical nonsense, caste system, crazy.
We eat your feces, damn it. And none of us are happy.
She's like, basically what you eat, only smaller. But it's really.
I bet they're snatched.
Really smart.
The portion sizes are so small and so are their waists. Georges, the tiniest little waste of time.
Punch the ghost. And it's my favorite season, cult season.
Well, because cult season never ends.
Well, the Hillsong trilogy, the Hillsong church, two part of the 10 parts started.
Hillsong, I think.
10 parts? Damn, so. They're going deep.
I think Michaela Maroney was a part of that church. Or she was part of a different
Katie
church.
Katie Maloney is part of the Scandoval. Who's Michaela Maroney?
She was the one who had that amazing vault in the 2012 Olympics where she stuck it and everyone was like, that's crazy. It was like the most impressive vault. But she got involved in some sort of religious cult situation. Maybe she just got involved in religion and I was just like, gross. Never mind. Talk more about your thing.
Nothing. Just Hulu is exploding with like culty kind of things that are coming out.
It is their milieu now. It's crazy.
It's fantastic. Ooh. So, but the Hillsong seems fucked up. I only got to see 1.5 episodes of Hillsong.
So like the Hills Have Eyes and now they have songs. What is happening to the goddamn hills?
But I mean, imagine.
Are they alive with the sound of music?
Yes. Imagine the biggest concert, like all the Taylor Swift concerts, but 6 different shows a day filled to capacity. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
With this guy preaching and crying and lying and stealing. Oh. And they're evangelicals. Which nobody says they are, but that they are evangelical Christians.
Yeah.
Is it based in LA? Where is it?
So it's based in New Zealand, and that's where Hillsong University is, and where a very good friend of mine's sister went to Hillsong drum camp to like, it takes 2 years and like $20,000 to become like a drummer.
Wow.
For Hillsong. Oh, I just can't wait. I'm just seriously in it to win it. And then there's another one about this person who created all the hit girls.
They lose their like independence, autonomy, lives. What is their thing? It's just like about how they gain all these people, or like what's the scandal?
Well, I don't fully know yet, but the original like amazing American pastor, the New York guy, turned out to be cheating on his wife and embezzling money and not diverse in any way. And
I mean, like, in the eyes of God, I think he's willing to look past those things. Is that the Temple University?
Because he wears really tight pants. I think that. That could help. Oh. And he wears his shirt unbuttoned like you do sometimes when we're down here.
You wear tight pants so you don't, when you're cheating on your wife, you don't accidentally have a baby because it reduces like testicular.
These are some tight ass pants. Anyway, the first episode and a half are very well done. I'm very excited. And then Lala, who you also don't know from Vanderpump, her husband, Russell, there's a whole scam thing about him on Hulu as well.
Oh my God.
Can't wait. But as a group, so EXO Kitty started on Netflix, which is the newest. To All the Boys I've Loved Before, the youngest sister goes to Korea.
Kitty.
Are we in for that?
The Twitter sphere is all in for it.
Okay, I'm asking you as a human person being right here.
Well, this was like an initial sentence that had a follow-up sentence that I was not allowed to utter because of the energy. I'm excited to watch it. I'm just getting through a couple BLs right now.
What's the dude's name? Do you know the guy's name who's in it?
Kim Jong-il. Or is it Kim Jong-un? I don't know.
He's very handsome.
He's saying that, you know, because I'm also very handsome. I know all very handsome.
Min Young Choi?
Ooh, the Choi fam. No, I don't know him, but Subin Choi is my bias from TXT. Subin!
Subin! We know Subin.
We know Subin.
I was like, I don't know. I figured you just like, don't listen to me when I'm talking about K-pop.
Minju and Wonwoo.
Minju and Wonwoo.
Subin. My boy's name is
Choi Subin. And then Choi Bongyu is also in TXT.
That sounds like a
Bongyu. Bongyu.
What's my guy's name from 17?
Jimin!
No. Yes? Isn't Taste that pink venom?
Oh, no, that's from 17. Yeah, yeah. I thought for some reason I think it'd be TXT.
My God, why do I know more about K-pop than he does?
His name's DK.
DK. I was like, yeah.
DK. Do Koyum. Perfect.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all in. It looks really cute. The other ones have been good. John Corbett's there.
I love
Katie. Oh, it's in English?
Well, they're going. She goes to Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looks like it's probably in English. Right. It's like a Netflix.
No, I just saw EXO Kitty all the way, as well as this like new boy band from Boys Planet. That is all my For You page, so I don't follow them. I just like all their tweets.
A new love story unfolds when teen matchmaker Kitty reunites with her long distance boyfriend at the same boarding school attended by her late mother.
Sad.
Yeah, but it looks like from the previews he's got a
Can you imagine
a real
the teachers
girlfriend.
Being like, "Oh my God, you're such a slut, just like your mother."
I could see them saying that to you. Did you watch? What boy love are you watching?
The Eighth Sense. The Eighth Sense.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you is can still the hop eighth on sense? It. Gay love?
It's the seventh circle of hell, according to those evangelicals at Hillsong, unfortunately.
It is. They are anti-gay.
Of course they are. All evangelicals are. They also are the religious sect that most firmly believes in hell, percentage-wise. just in case you were wondering. Little tidbit. Little tidbit. I know it's crazy.
So you're liking the eighth sense?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's so I'm only like 1.5 episodes in, and the episodes, at least the first one, is 45 minutes. So that's three of a normal BL. Because they're just like 15 minutes, and they're very much just like, look, pretty. And then you're like, pretty. And they're like, look, we're together. I'm like, you're together. And then it ends, and I'm like, I'm lost. So it's much more plot-based, I would think, with that timeline. But it does seem to just give more time for, like, pretty. The close-ups. I do appreciate that it doesn't look like the two leads had, like, very obvious nose jobs. At least one looks like they had none, and one maybe had, like, got the ski slope but didn't take down the tip, which is rare. So I appreciate that. But it's sort of giving me, like, looking vibes where everyone was like, yeah, no, this is just, like, real gay life, which is just, like, boring. And everyone was like, yeah, why do I want to watch that? So I'm still waiting to see if the payoff's worth it. Apparently it is. So I'm excited.
And that's on Viki?
It's on Rakuten Viki.
I said Rakuten Viki last week, and you're like, I think it's just Viki now.
I know, and you got pissed, so I asked them to change it back. You're welcome. No, literally, it was Viki, and then I logged on today, and it was Rakuten Viki. I know. And I was like, her impact. She shaved off part of her hair.
Now, I know.
No one can fucking stop her.
On a two, not even on a one.
Oh, like the level?
Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to go with the two. I'm like, Kaylee, you're really freaking out. I know that all I ever ask for is expensive brunette, same haircut, but I have been a different person at other points in my life.
Yeah, go for it. I know, you're so renegade.
I know, I totally.
When you pulled it off, it was like, oh my God, look at her go.
I know. When I lifted up my hair to reveal this 3-inch patch of shave, you're like, rebel! There is this fine line between, like, I want something different, and I don't want to look like I'm trying to be cool, because yeah. I know that I'm not, as I sit here in my blue parachute pants.
No, some new shoes, though.
Did you watch anything? Anyone bring to the table, besides watching your baby grow?
So precious.
Ted Lasso, I guess?
Oh,
is
yeah.
that coming up on a finale, probably?
Yep. It's either one or two episodes left.
Yeah. So that's cute. Oh, I did like Roy Kent's birthday. I think I watched the last two.
He gets his tie-dye t-shirt from his
niece.
It's
not even his birthday. It's just a random made-up holiday. Day.
And then they invite his good best friend, Jamie Tart, over.
Adorable.
Did you see them on the red carpet?
No.
So Jamie Tart's real name is Phil Dunster?
Yeah,
Dunster.
Which I just found out on
so
Instagram.
So he and Brett Goldstein are, like, modeling, whatever, and then Jamie starts to put his head in his shoulder and then, like, starts to nuzzle him, and Brett's like, you can fuck off. And then he, like, leans into him. It's really sweet.
That's so cute.
That's adorable.
Reminds me, I've gotten into a YouTube hole of Lewis Capaldi and Niall Horan just being friends. On, like, different talk shows where they give them the friendship quizzes. Do you know those people?
Yeah.
Okay, bad.
Lewis Capaldi is very funny on the Graham Norton
hilarious.
Show.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. And he was hilarious in the friendship quizzes with Niall Horan, too.
Oh, I watched, you know, Who's Our Man?
Pedro Pascal
and Oscar Isaac. So I watched them doing the bromance is adorable.
It's very cute. And Lewis Capaldi is just, like, so fucking funny. And I appreciate how open he is with his Tourette's and everything else he's going through, because he's got, like, some little twitchy quirks that I also have. And I'm like, oh, my God, representation.
And he was at some event, and someone's like, they thought he was a seat filler. And he's like, I literally just won a Grammy. Like,
yeah.
This is my seat. They had come back from the bathroom, like, oh, my, yeah. You can get up now. And he's like, I'm famous. I won. But he wasn't, like, pissy here. About it. He yeah. was just like, I literally just won a Grammy.
I know. And it was also, like, because apparently his tour sold out prior to his album being released. And Graham was like, why? And he's like, you know, raw sexual magnetism. He's Scottish.
I love that he knows that. God, that rooster was dying today.
No, I was like, let me speak. It's like I was being cut off at the Grammys. All right, what do you got for us?
Tweet of the week last week. Dog shelters. Don't buy puppies. Consider adoption instead. Also dog shelters. This is Piss Fingers. She's 19 years old and can't live in a home with children, books, or electricity.
Wait, 1 second.
Piss Fingers is nervous around hair and needs 400 acres of land
Hi,
and
this
an
is Nick.
Orchard of extinct fruits. It's not possible to stand up and take the phone call anywhere other than in the microphone, right? At Sick of Wolves. All in caps. I love the modern world. All the mail is trash and all your phone calls are from no one. But on the bright side, you get to assemble your own furniture regardless of your level of carpentry skill. Right at the end. Just
there should be IKEA tiers for like idiots like myself.
All of us. Yeah. Like on a scale of 1, 2, or 3. This is beginner, intermediate, or advanced. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's come up with that.
You can only have pretty stuff if you're the mechanic from the silo.
At underscore, ha, ha, ha underscore, said, girls with long hair will literally leave little traces of themselves wherever they go, like feathers falling from angel wings.
Ooh, except much more grotesque in real life. No, it's just like, but like, women just shed in general. I think men do too. They're usually just longer. And so it just looks like Cousinette invaded somewhere amphibiously.
Well, maybe you can think of them as falling angel wings. falling
angel feathers. Just living their little feathers.
Cute. And Emily underscore mermaid.
Someone finds a hair in their food. Just think of them as little angel feathers that have blessed your little omelet.
I'm more than just a pretty face. I am a terrible person.
Hey.
At Margot and Hal said, at my funeral, take the bouquet off the coffin and throw it into the crowd to see who's next.
Calling it a bouquet.
At Imani Barbary said, I don't care if you think the pandemic is over or not. I'm still not going to wear a bra. I've never been able to not have a bra on outside. Even at swim tracks, I would wear two bras as a child because they were just so out of control.
Under your swimsuit?
I would have like two swimsuits on.
Oh, hurt.
To try and like.
To improve your quickness through the water?
Yes.
Like a little otter.
This one's aimed at Emma at Best Bell.
She's got a gun!
27 hours of labor was worth it because when I shake my baby's chunky leg and go ring, 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 and then I put his fat cannoli foot to my ear and say, hello, he laughs so hard he barfs. You already liked it.
I do.
I didn't realize that until just now.
I've tried it.
At Got Cookies said, a friend went and placed her order at a drive-thru. She then heard, could you drive up to the speaker? You're talking to the trash can.
Which has to have happened a bunch of times for her to be locked and loaded with that.
True.
They don't have cameras.
At Bitches Who Meme said,
I don't know.
Some of you.
I'm not one of the eight. Did you see that commercial that's like one of eight people have worked at McDonald's worldwide? And I was like, gross.
Do you see Wendy's is getting rid of employees?
Gross.
They're going like artificial intelligence. It's going to be robot Wendy's.
No, I have seen those things of like, hey, the robot's learning. Please say these specific prompts when you're getting your meal.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Andrew Yang tried to warn everybody, and we all told him to go away.
I forgot that you were a Yang man. What they call?
Yang Gang. I wasn't in the
Yang. You were the Yang Gang, yeah.
Once he like talked about other things, but the AI stuff was real, yeah. And that was 4 years ago, and he warned everybody, and they were all like, shut up, Andrew Yang.
He had some points, and then he had some other points.
I know. I'm sure he and Elon like sit around going, you're so smart. No, you're so smart.
They smoke blunts together, and Andrew Yang was like, I'm a
while president. Shooting himself up with a Zempic.
Apparently, it's got like, I don't know. Never mind.
It takes away all addictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just live a life of sadness. You're very thin. People are like, I don't enjoy drinking anymore. I don't enjoy sugar. I don't enjoy food or outside or breathing or living.
You're life like, well,
but at least you're thin.
Yeah, I know. But too thin, too quickly.
Is there such a thing?
Yes. I will take you to Linder myself.
At Bitches Who Meme, some of you need to go to church. I don't want you in hell with me. At Call Me Shitto said, say no when somebody says, can you see my screen? And just assert that it's not working over and over. Derail the entire call for no reason. Become ungovernable.
Hashtag gaslight. Is that what's going to happen at our next meeting?
Maybe. At the National Park Service, don't go chasing waterfalls. Cautiously approach and be very careful of slippery conditions. In fact, you may just want to stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Don't go chasing water. Also, they could have like undercurrents that could kill you. Rest in peace.
Whoever is on the National Park Service social media.
Hilarious.
Team, killing so
it.
Good.
It's like the person who used to do our highway signs. They must have fired because it was too joyful.
No, I think they died in a traffic accident.
Oh my gosh.
Like the guy who invented the Segway who drove off a cliff.
So fucked up.
So the original handle of this is comfortably poor, which is terrible. Holy shit, there's a morning after pill YouTube ad where two people are fighting over the last one, and one of them goes, please, my boyfriend is a DJ.
That's very similar to a Friends episode where Monica and Rachel are fighting over their condom, and one of the people who's fighting over the condom is her brother.
Gross.
Who's sleeping with Rachel in the next room.
At Ashlyn Nicole said,
why do you think we were in that attic? It was all over NBC.
Anyway, if both of my unions are on strike and you see my feet on OnlyFans, no, you didn't.
Do you mean Ruly? Ruly fans?
You're gonna have to, you're gonna have to tell me if this one's true or not. At Adam the All Right said, can't wait to hear future generations give their children advice like, son, if something sounds too Gucci to be Trill, it's probably Cap, dead ass. Did those words mean anything?
Dead ass. I was like very, no. The dead ass Cap, I perked up and I was like, I'm current.
Too Gucci I've heard, but not Trill or Cap.
Yeah, Cap I don't get. Ice Spice is all about the Cap. The boy's a liar I know, but Cap I do not. So.
Scandaball's a liar.
This boy's a liar.
So they, DJ James Kennedy has overtaken that, and now it's Scandaball's a liar.
I figured based on the same melody.
At Young and Joven said, can
Young
someone,
and Jewish. Why do you think my hair's so curly?
Can someone write an article on millennials killing the doorbell industry by texting here?
I know. The amount of industries that we've killed is wild.
There's
I'm
a
sorry.
Whole, I got a whole bunch of them.
That was fucking
at Jabuki. Do you know Jabuki Young White from
yeah,
the Daily Show?
With the oh wait, no.
No.
Jabberwockies. They were the ones with the mask.
Correct.
That's what I'm thinking. I was like, yeah, board of the game, deadass. And then I was like, no, Cap.
Millennials killed department stores. Baby boomers killed polar bears, but right. My deepest apologies to JC Penney's.
Baby boomers killed the middle class, but bummer.
At Blog Leech said, apparently McDonald's also said they're getting killed by millennials. And one of their CEOs said it's because millennials don't have brand loyalty and are instead promiscuous. And DV Dumb said, brand sluts, the new millennium threat.
Which is wild because I have amazing loyalty with my fast foods. So,
at David A. Hughes said, people get confused when converting pounds, kilograms to pounds. It's simple. Take the weight you want to convert, let's say 100 kilograms, for example, and you fucking Google what it is in pounds. Amen, David. A fucking
that
man.
Part.
Duh.
Yeah, I do remember when they were trying to teach us, like, the metric system, and they were like, see, everything's, like, perfect. Like, one goes into 100, goes into 1,000, everything else, and I was just like, this is some, like, cultish propaganda, influencer grooming nonsense. So I'm going to follow the king's rules, okay? Thank you very much.
Even the kings use the metric system.
They didn't start that way. A foot used to be the length of a king's foot. And that's when this was a real country.
At the Caitlin Reese said, me pulling up to the cheese plate, whispering to the person in front of me, I got next.
Up to the what?
Cheese tray. I don't even know if this is worth it. All right, we're on a Sesame Street.
Me whenever I speak. But let's power through.
At It's Andy Ryan. Her. Who's your favorite literary vampire? Me. The one in Sesame Street. Her. He doesn't count. Me. I can assure you that he does. Oh, good. Emma's clapping.
It was the perfect amount of stupid, yeah.
At Deadly Like a Poisonous Mushroom said, and in point...
What?
At Deadly Like a Poisonous Mushroom...
No, I heard
mushroom,
you. I just saw one of that Pedro Pascal nonsense.
An important reminder that Cookie Monster has a British cousin called Biscuit Monster. You're welcome.
Does he really?
I think it'd be Biscuit Twat.
You know, no one ruins a Sesame Street thread like you.
Is Twat bad?
It's not good.
In what context?
Paul F. Tompkins, you know him of Comedy Bang Bang. So Sesame Street said, you're stuck on a deserted island. You can pick one of these Sesame Street friends to come with you. Who are you picking and why? Paul F. Tompkins. Elmo is the only choice. Grover, too anxious. Cookie Monster would go through cookie withdrawal, and who knows what his sober personality is like. And Oscar, anyone who chooses Oscar should be on a watch list.
He can adapt to even the most inhospitable environments. He'd be my number one pick.
And
yeah,
then,
change your mind, change your life.
I didn't hear you. I was looking. Sorry, but
changed Emma's life. Changed Emma's mind.
So then, at Sir Eviscerate said, "Cookie Monster, based solely on caloric density, but they all look delicious."
What was the username?
At Sir Eviscerate.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Our friend Trash Jones. My mom is sitting at the table during the crossword, and she let out a huge sigh and wistfully said, "It's hard to think of Elmo as a monster."
Why? He likes to be tickled by little kids. Lock him up.
This was sent to me personally as an attack. Friend, want to hang out tomorrow? Me. I actually performed an activity yesterday. Please wait the 3-day recovery period to submit another inquiry.
Uh-huh. 100%.
At Audie Schmatty said, which is my kind of humor, she hadn't made a milkshake in years for fear that they would return. She starts the blender reluctantly. In the distance, screams. The boys had returned. They were coming to her yard.
It would have been so funny if it also just ended with for years for fear of, like, the screams. Nice one, Asia.
At Cole Pisacki said, I'm a big fan of that post-laundry feeling when you got all your A-list clothes back in the game. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. When I learn how to, like, iron the shirts that I've never worn to work because I've never had the time, never given myself the time to iron it, it's over for you, hoes. Because, like, those are some cool-ass shirts.
I will happily iron them for you if you bring them to me. I like to iron. I do.
Oh, interesting.
It's one of the things you don't know about me.
I know. She's a domestic.
At Bernard Scrambles. I just drove past a boy with a lemonade stand. I wasn't going to stop, but he looked at me and deadass started miming himself throwing a lasso at my car and pulling me in. I didn't have a choice. It's a lawless land out here in the West, but now I have lemonade.
Aw, cute. I always wanted to do one of those, but I was afraid of being rejected. Like a little, I didn't have the panache of him. No. I've just been like sad in the rain, probably.
At Cliched Out said...
It's not even Pride Month. Out who? Out where? Out from what?
My goal is to start being more assertive, if that's okay with you guys. Oh my gosh. At You Will Find Your People. I told the bus driver he was hot when I got off the bus because life is short. But now he's my driver on the way back too, so it turns out life is also long. All right, stay with me on this one.
Okay. I'm always with you.
It's from the Moist Buddha.
Nice.
Do we have a doctor here? Yes, I'm a doctor. What's your specialty? I'm a doctor in mathematics. My friend is dying. Minus one.
And someone comes and puts an absolute value over it, and he's alive again.
Wow, that was extra nerd joke.
Mathematics.
At MP Summerstein, can we get some AI to pick plastic out of the ocean, or do all the robots need to be screenwriters?
Yeah, did you see that the person who's the CEO of Warner Brothers, I think, was speaking at a commencement speech and everyone was booing and saying, like, pay your writers and pay that shit? The Terriers is the mascot. I know because AOC retweeted and said, go Terriers.
No, but my Scott Galloway, my tech dude, is like, they have no leverage. It's not going to end well for the writers.
Really?
Mm. I mean, he doesn't know everything, but he knows a lot. So I was like, fuck.
Why is it not going to? That's sad.
Because... the last strike is when they came up with the streaming rules and they went from 24 episodes to 8. Mm-hmm. They have no leverage against them. They don't need 100 of them. They need one, right? Mm. AI will generate and then that other person will edit. And they are not going to give up their profits. They're just not. Why should they?
Because ethics?
Oh, nobody has any ethics anymore.
First of all, I'm very morally ambiguous. Say the same thing. Let's be honest.
About you.
Well, brutal. What a sad time.
And we'll see.
Let's laugh at more funny tweets.
Let's hope he's wrong. At Mike Prima Vera said, woke up with a ton of anxiety about a dream I can't remember, but thank God I'm back in the real world. Where no, this is worse, actually.
I was like, that sounds like having OCD. It's like, well, I'm triggered.
This one's to both of us and a little bit Emma.
Oh, interesting.
There is no heavier responsibility than being the funniest person in the group chat. Mm. We're like waiting and waiting. Like, now.
Yeah.
Everyone's super over Beth. Let's write something funny.
I get stressed because, like, I want to respond to things and I have, like, so many ideas and then it's moving too quickly because my motor skills aren't great. And then we passed on to the joke and I'm like, there's too much happening. And that was one text conversation in 2002 and now I don't text again.
That's maybe if you had an iPhone. At Tracy Barreau.
You let some of them go. Wash over you.
Every grocery store becomes an escape room if you see someone you know. Hell yes. I can't tell you how many people I hit from this week. I'm fucking good. I'll look right at somebody and just be like, nope, 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 nope.
I was one of them. She picked me up and said, here. And then I looked, she was ducking down in her car.
At Driving Me Maddie said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, stop fooling me. I don't like this. Coming around the bend. At Ginny Hogan said, if I weren't supposed to bring my cat, the wedding invite would say that, right?
I think my one hit tweet that should have been hit tweet was when I was like, when one door closes, another one's like, wow, that was really loud and unnecessary.
Score.
Genuine laughter. Hey, we did it, Joe.
At Ellery Smith, I will never forget the LA-based company that wanted me to drug test for a social media management position. Like, do you guys even know what makes the internet good? Do you?
Apparently, drugs.
At Zach Zilsberg, who is hilarious, when I was a kid, I thought a 401k just meant that you had $401,000. Now that I'm older, I know it doesn't mean that. I don't know what it does mean, but I know it doesn't mean that. At Rush Bomb said, sorry, but women will always be more fun and sillier than men. It's called shenanigans, not he-nanigans. And our final tweet from Adam, great tweet. So he says, I hope someone says this about me one day, and it's a bench with a plaque on it, and it says, for Barbara, who was awful when hungry, but otherwise pretty solid. I feel nice. You, Barbara. I feel
good
you.
Good finish. Nice.
I feel you, Barbara. Ladies and gentlemen, have you come up with any tweets that you enjoyed?
So many, yeah. What'd you got? I got terrible person.
Yeah,
I've got coffee bouquet.
Coffin bouquet.
I got coffin bouquet.
Yes.
I've got cannoli legs.
Cannoli phone.
I've got trash.
Talking to the trash can.
Yes. It was trashka, and I was like, Quinka? Like instead of Queen Cut, I'm a trash car. I'm a trash car. Mm. Whatever, the internet loves it. I've got This Hell by Rina Sawayama. Amazing song. This hell is better with you. It wouldn't be better, so you should go to church. So clear in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Here. I've got Brand Sluts. Yes. I got Next on that cheese plate, if that's okay. I don't like this. And Awful When Hungry.
Minus one.
Oh, minus one was good. I was too busy with my quit. Minus one was fun.
Also, the lemonade lasso was good.
I think I have it written down somewhere.
You didn't say
not
it.
In a way that we can understand.
Yeah. It's written in my heart.
What was the funniest?
I read my list, so you have to decide.
I like talking to the trash can.
I do too. That's
and brand sluts. Huh? That's that's the one I think I left out. Coffee bouquet toss was also good. Trash can?
It's trash can, not trash cannot. Let's go. Hey.
A friend went and placed her order at the drive-thru. She then heard, could you drive up to the speaker? You're talking to the trash can. Does that beat Piss Fingers?
I feel like trash can and Piss Fingers would be friends.
They're going to leave you one winner in the Hunger Games.
I know, but I also feel like Piss Fingers would win in a fight. What do you think? Or do you think it's trash can?
Piss Fingers.
Piss Fingers.
Agreed, not to even ask my opinion, but I agree.
Take it to the runway, runway. Come on, girl. Put your face in the walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body talk.
Well, I like that one better. So are you both caught up? You are two episodes behind.
Yes, I'm caught up now.
Caught up.
And you have the slideshow.
I have the slideshow.
So tell me your thoughts.
And I'm allowed to look at it now.
You are allowed to look at it.
She was going to try and sneak a peek at the tweets.
Sneak a peek.
Sneak peek at the tweets.
Sneak peek is the hardest thing for people on the internet to spell because it lulls you into like sneak and then you spell peek in the same way instead of like E. And that's an oh no.
So what are your general thoughts?
So many fries on the table.
I was following directions.
I know. I tried, everybody. So two episodes ago was the Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one was the ball.
Supermarket Ball.
Yes.
Yes. I'm loving it. I like spending more time with Lala Ria and Heidi. They're super fun. Yeah, that's good.
Did you watch Untucked? Heidi's pissed. She wants to go home. In the Untucked, yes. She's like, I'm going to
okay,
leave.
Okay, yeah, I saw the first half. I didn't get to finish that episode of Untucked.
Nothing gets resolved. They don't go back to her.
I assume she won't leave, but it's weird to watch her throw a tantrum.
The internet is aghast at the results and that Jessica Wilde won and that she then won the lip sync. And although I didn't really think Raja brought it to the lip sync.
No. No, I thought Jessica Wilde definitely won the lip sync.
Raja in no world would be considered a lip sync assassin.
I don't know. I feel like she's a really good performer.
Yeah, she can be in like a very, like in her lane. And she can turn a lot of things into her lane when she has like artistic direction and control. But as a lip sync assassin, no.
What was the song again? Do we know? I just didn't.
It wasn't as bad as She Bop. That was a terrible song choice.
I feel like even Raja's outfit, I don't know, she just was like in all black. It just, she didn't grab me as much as Jessica Wilde did in the super lip sync.
Oh my God. I tried to watch the pit stop. It was Sugar and Spice with Bianca. Mm.
Yeah, I saw that and I did not.
I tried. I tried three different times.
Wow.
Can't do it.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm impressed you tried so much. So they you don't have to do it.
They remind me of what I probably
this
sound
like
to you.
This is my job.
I know, but I mean, you already meet the brief by watching the episode and the pit stop, or not.
They did Womanizer? No, that was to Jan. What? What?
Either way, it was insane that Heidi didn't win. She deserved that. Although, I do love Jessica
Coconuts.
Wilde.
Coconuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by Kim Petras, yeah.
It's time for me to get set up for therapy. And I.
Oh, yeah, did you see that tweet?
And it was Jessica Wilde with her.
Her stupid coconuts. Jimbo boobs.
They moved. I liked the way they moved with the song.
Yeah. It felt like Yara Sophia when she did the boob things.
I know. It was old, quick. For me.
Yeah, well, at least
as a person who has
in the
saggy
show.
Boobs, I can do that at home by myself.
Well, then, go on Drag Race. Don't just do
Let
it at home.
World
Let the world see. Yeah.
Coconuts.
You put know. The bass in your walk. Head to toe. Let those knockers fucking knock. But Jessica Wilde in season two would have won $25,000 in one situation,
right.
Won $35,000. That's enough to pay for like 30, at least 000. An ensemble.
Yeah, it's great. Good for her. So let's look at these Lukes.
Lukes. But I was really sad with Who Went Home.
Were you?
Yeah.
I just like your labels. Cow.
They did it. This is not me. This is Wiki fandom. I did not do that. You wanted Darian Lake to go home?
No, I didn't. I wanted her to stay. I just don't. I mean, I don't know that I want any of them to.
Well, that's it's how it works.
I just don't love that. I want them all to be kumbaya, like
so
all stars.
By itself is the Net Gala from the week before, but I don't have them for all of them. Kay. But so we're looking at the very annoying Alexis Michelle. Mm-hmm. Who? Wow. What?
Oh
is
yeah,
it?
I could see her going home.
But
I,
her looks
my
are
choice.
Made. Her makeup looks fucking great.
But I feel like talent's more important than looks.
She does a great Liza.
She does have talent. She's just annoying.
It's the timber of her voice. It's what she says. It was the meltdown in the first week of Untucked.
That was unnecessary.
Because I was on her fucking side, and I was like, yeah, I don't feel like people give her a lot of credit because she's solid. And then the Uncut aired, and I was like...
So what did you like? The cow, the blueberry, or the supermarket look that she made herself, which is great?
I love the cow look.
I do, too.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's like a cow jumpsuit with the hood thing, and it's got a tail. And then the blueberry doesn't really...
It's fine. It's a good gown.
It's blue.
Up next, we have one Darian Lake. Next to go home, I'm sure.
Which is such a bummer. Oh, apparently. So you know that, have you heard that story of Thorgy Thor when she was throwing herself down? What?
Thorgy Thor's coming, June 29th. She's leading the orchestra.
Ah.
She's doing it's not the Thorchestra, but it's a real orchestra of ours outside. Anyway.
That's amazing.
Let's go.
Smale Park, June 29th.
Hell yeah.
Right. Be there. So apparently Thorgy Thor was doing this, when death becomes her moment where she throws herself down the stairs and she did it city after city after city and then really hurt her back. And there was always, she talks about this queen who gave her a bunch of like pills and then she was high off her ass, looked in the crowd and saw that the queen was popping pills along with her and being like, hey, that queen was Darian Lake. And the pills were Percocet.
Nice.
Memories.
Did you hear the story of Mrs. Kasha Davis in there being like, I made out with one Darian Lake back in the day.
I love Kasha Davis. I love a shtick, and I love a moment, and she's got that in spades.
She's got a shtick.
I
did like Darian Lake's net look. I thought the basketball hoop was fun.
Yeah, these looks are all terrible.
Yeah,
it's not ideal, but like also it must be. A lot of designers only want to design for the skinny stick queens or the ones with big social media followings.
The milk one's not bad. It's passable.
It would be nice if she just like was milk.
She did milk and then banana split, reminiscent of Tempest Du Jour in a bodysuit that doesn't fit, that makes her look worse.
Ooh, good callback.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
And then
like
her
in a bad
supermarket
way for Darian.
Supermodel look looks like Alexis Michelle's ball look from the last time. And she's like, I nearly went blind stoning it. And Michelle Visage is like, I heard. I hate it.
Looks like she just finished a marathon. She's trying to stay warm.
Moving on, Heidi in Closet. Her net look is amazing.
Yes.
That was so cool. Yeah. She is elevated. I love all of these looks.
Well, and her supermarket supermodel look is absolutely amazing. She did two of those little things. That ampere waist and then an ampere ankle.
Yeah, all our silhouettes are so good.
And they're different.
Mm-hmm.
And the strawberry hits. That was so fucking funny.
I get that she wants some credit. And the milkmaid is amazing,
yes.
Yeah. Well, the strawberry looks like the candies that your grandma will give you.
Yes. Yeah. Moving on.
Yes.
To James Mansfield.
Absolutely killing it. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Love. Yeah.
I wish she came out as Lemon and was just like the, well, no, the verse from the Priyanka thing that everyone knows the words to. And you I used do. To, but no longer.
Yeah, different silhouettes, different, you know, obviously she's a hair maven. Her net look was great and her hair, and that was awesome. Go, James. We're rooting for you.
Yeah, and that's a hard fabric to work with, and she made it work.
Yeah, the craft look she did looks great.
Yeah.
And she said she wasn't a good seamstress.
She said she's like 14 glue guns or something.
Okay, it's just like when Bella LeCrem was like,
she's covered in birds.
I've never once like done this accent before, and then she was Maggie fucking Smith. Like, expectations low, over deliver.
So now we got Jessica Wilde. But really, compared to Heidi's looks, these are not. That Fruit Loop dress needs to be more or less, right? Mm-hmm. Like 3 or 4 loops or 1,000.
Or bigger loops.
The acai berry, I don't see it. The next 2 looks are on the next page. The one where she made herself and then her
lip sync for your legacy.
Yeah, I get the internet's criticism. I wasn't maybe paying enough attention. I don't know why she won.
I still like it and I still love her and I'm happy that she did her Jessica Rabbit wild moment. And that hits, but sucks for Heidi.
Then we go to Jimbo. I agree that her milk look doesn't look like milk, but okay. And the fruity is looks her like own cum. Thing.
I wish someone just did fruity and just like walked out as themselves, being super fucking queer.
She was just safe, right? Or was she in the top?
She was safe.
Yeah. And then her like supermodel look is passable. It's interesting how she ditches the knockers when she used to sew over them.
In the top.
I can't remember.
You're right. She was in the top. And Heidi was safe. That was the problem.
Mm.
One of many.
They just love them some Jimbo.
They really do. They being RuPaul.
But Jimbo's net look from last week, the black one.
So cool.
So cool.
Yeah, the supermarket look I wasn't that impressed by, given that it had the buildup of like, I'm going to do something really pretty fashion. For them. Yeah, and then show them fashion.
And then if you go to the next page, that was her lip sync dress from last week. Mm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Bananarama.
Oh, are you on to Kahana Montrese?
Oh, no. I was just saying. Oh. Jimbo looked like Banana Rama.
Well,
like,
have a banana well, and just
look
a
at that.
I find under boob very unsettling, real or fake boobs.
I find it so erotic.
Do you?
Yeah. I find it very enticing.
Had this conversation before.
Yeah, I love an under boob. I love a side
boob.
I'm
afraid they're going to fall right out.
I don't mind it. No, because remember we were talking about it during Sonique when she had her under boob during Christina Aguilera's Dirty. Oh, and I was just like, want to get daddy? And you were covering your eyes.
Her banana look is fine. I thought her supermarket look was fun.
Yeah, Sip Scoop.
Sip Scout.
She's doing great things.
Now, on to Candy Muse, who I believe Michelle hit the nail on the head. It's the same look every time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same face. She doesn't know how to emote, which is like whatever.
The same silhouette. She loves short, short, short. Like,
yeah, these are leotards.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she's painting, it's like pushing me away and not like pulling me in with her tiny little eyes and her tiny little nose.
She's BB.
Her big, bright cheeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I like, for some reason, having Candy Muse be kind of mid this season is making me like her more. When she was just, like, constantly achieving, I was like, okay, like, you're good, but, like, also calm down. And now I'm just like, no, bitch, you're the one.
More out there her looks were with her boombox thing that she pretended to turn on, and then she had those big braids.
She ran out of money. There wasn't a lot of time between that season and this one.
Says you.
Yeah, that's my take.
There was
time. Is it all over the place? Perhaps. But I thought this was the place for that.
La La Ree. Looking great for Lala.
No kidding.
The shade. Rattlesnake.
No one else would they have looked at that final look and been like, that is an achievement for your whole family. You're like, I mean, it's too short and it's okay.
So let me know Lala Ree, though. She can literally wear terrible bags stapled to her body and turn it into a moment.
When they were talking about Alexis Michelle wanting to find her, attracted to her, she was so funny. You're like, oh my gosh. When they are just caught off guard, they are hilarious. Some of them are hilarious.
Yep.
Rooting for you, Lala.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least,
Mrs. Kasha Davis.
Oh my God.
Oh, sad.
Terrible.
The sour cream that didn't read.
No, and so then like the crossed eye. Like, that's not okay. What is that about?
It's because she's sour.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because she's like not a regular cream. She's a sour cream.
Mm-hmm. That, like, The facial expression was very important to the look.
Not to me.
Well, not to the judges either.
To me!
Not to the judges either, which was why it's a problem.
Okay, so like, but I do love that she went for the sort of, God, I can't think, Bob Mackie. I could only think of the Queen's Who've Won Her moment for the banana. Super cute. Uh-huh. And then it very much feels like Rock'em Sakura, where it's just like, let's add more to more. And a queen gone too soon. Sad.
Well, all right. I think she went.
Just in
Someone
time.
Had to go. She did the poorest.
My favorite looks of the week are maybe Alexis Michelle's cow and Heidi's strawberry and her supermodel look. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. A strawberry is my favorite, like, camp, fun, gorgeous drag moment.
As opposed to the serious drag moments that the rest of the things were.
Alexis Michelle is serious when she does drag. She makes drag so intense.
She really does.
Well.
But the cow moment was amazing.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Her makeup looks great. Mm-hmm. I don't even like her, and I think she's painting pretty, so that means something.
Justice for Heidi, though. And I hope she doesn't adore her way out. Because that's a bummer.
For sure.
Sad.
Next to go home?
Tuesday. Probably Darian.
Darian-like.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
But it's still a group, good group. We like everybody. Uh-huh. I'm in.
Yeah.
Good job, RuPaul. We ready for a new game?
Let's play it.
Straight out of half-price books and the early 90s, we've got buzzword.
So as we go through each card, I'm going to say the buzzword, and then there's 10 clues, and we'll see who gets it first. Do we have a how many points we want to get to, or a how many cards we want to do?
Let's see who can do the most in, like, three cards, or five cards.
So whoever has the highest score at the end of five cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the timer require...
We're fast.
I don't think, yeah. All right, let's fucking go. Julie? Best of luck.
Good luck. We need to touch.
Why won't you kiss my hand?
And.
Won't you kiss my piss lip?
Try.
Piss finger. Sorry. The slip just came out.
All right. So ties are possible. Ties are points for everyone or no one?
No one.
We're different.
It doesn't matter.
Apparently it matters very much. Hateful.
Are you ready? Are you
I'm cracking right claw, ready claw with your to get white ready claw,
your surge.
When you get aggressive.
All right. First buzzword is. Egg.
Hmm.
To antagonize him.
Aegon!
Yes.
Okay. Settle.
Sorry.
A kind and generous person.
Good egg.
Yep.
That's what happened upstairs.
Slogan of the American Egg Board.
Excellent. Incredible edible egg. Incredible edible egg. Eggable eggs.
Julie's got it. Depending on a single plan or investment.
Putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yep.
See, as if there are more than two words, I'm out. I just don't have the lung capacity yet.
Soaked in brine.
Egg
Deviled
wash.
Eggs.
Oh, good.
Hard egg. Hard boiled eggs.
Nope. Soaked in brine.
Pickled egg.
There we go.
That's a dirty look.
Yeah, you're taking the lead, and I'm pissed.
Not wanton, nor hot and sour soup. Sorry, not wanton.
Egg noodles.
Egg drop egg soup. Noodles. Egg drop soup.
Sorry.
Not wanton, and not wanton.
Way to get it. All right. Chocolate shelled Easter treat with a gooey center.
Caramel cream egg. Mm-hmm. Caramel eggs.
I don't know. I always start strong and then I get nervous and I panic. What's the score?
We'll finish the card first.
No, I need to know.
Julie's up 5-2.
Damn it.
What comes before I am the walrus?
I am Eggman. The Eggman. You can have it.
Thank you.
A longer answer than either of those, but
what is
I am the Eggman.
They are Coo-coo-choo. The Eggman.
Oh.
We are the Eggman. <Coo-coo-choo-choo>.
Savings for retirement.
Nest egg.
Good.
Feel
I'm a competitive one, right? Write that down.
I just don't want you to run away with it.
Dr. Seuss breakfast story.
Green eggs and
ham. Ham.
Ham.
All right, after card one, Julie is up 6-4.
Thank you for giving me Eggman. I appreciate that. It was great.
I know, but this is like, I'm eating 100-1, like 6-4.
No, but like, I won two and then you went 5 in a row. It was slipping away.
All right, card number two. The buzzword is from occasionally.
From time to time.
Yep.
Damn it.
The whole alphabet.
From A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thinking of Fromis 9. It's like a K-pop band. I've been ruined.
You got your head in the game?
Yep. What?
Early morning to early evening.
From dusk till dawn.
Early
morning to early evening.
From dusk till...
From dawn till
from
dusk.
From dawn till dusk. Did you get it?
No, you can't.
No, you got it.
No, you said it.
You're the only one that said it out loud.
Well, now it just feels like we're mollifying me. Now you're placating me. It's
wild. No.
All of you, top to bottom.
From head to toe. Joe. What is happening to you?
Caden said he says it with when he's just riding. Friend Joe. It's different than he actually knows it. The transition, popper to prince.
Rise from top to bottom.
Rise to riches.
From poppers to little baby prince. From bottom to top.
The entire event, beginning to end.
From the beginning to the end.
From start to finish.
Yes. Right. Said another way. Made of the same fabric.
Cut from the same cloth.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ah! I feel like I'm invading Gaul.
Start over, as in an audition.
From the top.
Because I think top, and then I'm like, but she's going to beat me. All right, bet.
Yank the carpet below him.
Out from under me. Yank the carpet from out from under me.
Pull the rug out
from under me.
Remember last time you cut the surges with some water?
This is not the surge's fault. I'm only in one. This is just adrenaline.
Homemade, not Betty Crocker's.
From scratch.
Ooh, tie. All right, two cards down. Julie got 6-3 on that one, so she's currently leading 12-7. Good job, math, Julie.
Minus one, bitch.
Was that because I'm dying at this?
The buzzword is apple.
Bat.
Did we do this one already? No.
It's our third card ever.
It's our fourth card ever.
And there's the back of the box.
Five. You're right.
The it's on the rules. This one is. I've seen six.
Should we not do this one?
No, it's fine. Okay. I'm not guessing. The object of my affection.
Apple my eye.
Julie got there first. Cinnamon dessert named for a lady.
Apple fritter.
Named for a lady.
Apple pie, apple crisp, apple crumble.
Apple strudel. Apple.
Lady apple. Princess apple. Princess pie.
Gala
pie
apple.
We don't know.
Apple brown Betty.
Oh.
Fucking whore.
Lump in a man's throat.
Adam's apple.
Yep.
Well, that's my fault that you didn't remember.
70s. Tim Conway, Don Knotts flick.
Apple Dumpling Gang, sorry.
Oh, gross.
Old people.
New York's nickname.
The Big Apple.
Die. Public TV kids science show.
Even this old bird doesn't know that one.
Public.
Mrs. Frizzle's apple. She's saying no.
No.
Newton's apple.
Oh, yeah. Was that no, you won't get it?
It's like even if you list every PBS show you know. the all-American dessert.
Apple pie.
Yep. Goes great with pork chops.
Pork chops and applesauce. Yes. That's from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, wow. When was this game made?
National chain of restaurants.
Applebee's.
Applebee's.
We don't have fast food.
Autumn's refreshing nectar.
Apple cider.
Yes.
All I don't know why you're mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm just getting in the zone.
He's zoning in on card 3. Julia was only up 4-2.
Did we miss three of them?
We had ties.
Oh.
Lots of ties.
4-2. So
you
16,
missed two and tied on two.
16-9.
Sounds great. I haven't done the full math yet.
I'll be quiet then.
You've won every round so far.
Two more cards.
Oh, there's a back. All right, the buzzword is check. Compensation for a week's work.
Paycheck.
A warning light on your dash.
Check engine.
How would he know that?
Passengers maybe have more time to set in the dash. Request to the waiter.
Check please.
Ooh, good one. Thank you.
teacher makes a red one when you're wrong.
Check mark.
Yes. A standard phrase to put creditors at bay.
The check is in the mail.
Yes. Nice.
Personal experience.
A bouncy promissory note.
Bounce check. A bouncy jumping check. Jumping.
Bounce check.
What's the word? What's the buzzword?
Check.
Checkmate.
All I can say is emphasis on bouncy.
Bouncy? Buoyant check.
Bounce check.
Rubber check.
That's a whole phrase.
A biannual visit to the dentist.
Check up.
Yep.
Nice.
A football toughness term.
It's gut check time. Yes. I love him so much to so gay so quickly.
What's gut? I've never even heard that.
Gut check time. I've only heard it from friends.
From real friends of the show.
The show. I don't have friends.
A group of pre-printed banknotes.
Check
cashier's check.
Checkbook.
Yes. Refund for bad weather baseball.
Rain check.
Rain check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Julie just got 5-4 on that one. By a nose. All right. Final card.
Okay. What's the... how many questions are on there?
10.
Okay. And what's the...
We're just playing for the love of the game.
What's the discrepancy? You can say that because you're up by 20.
21-13.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's a chance.
There's a chance.
But I'm not good at math.
I just need to get 8 and she can get 0.
You're tied. All right. And the buzzword is can. Kitchen gadget.
Can opener.
That's you.
Hall & Oates sang, I can't go for that.
No, no, no can do.
She knew she had time to sing.
She did know she had time to sing.
Cause a lot of trouble, metaphorically.
I can and I will cause a lot of trouble, metaphorically. I don't know.
Open up a can of worms. Leggy dance.
Can.
Tiny preserved fish, tightly packed.
Canned sardines. Wow, we both struggled at the same level. Was that even it?
Yes. A project all finished is said to be...
In the can.
In the can. Ooh.
Nice. Take on more than you're able to handle.
I can't handle it. Too much in the can.
Burning the candle at two ends.
No.
That'd be good, though. One. Yeah.
But it is just the word can, not candle.
What's in candle? It's a can. And I can.
Too much can. Can't do it.
Biting off more than you can chew.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Try to escape and you'll be found.
Can't hide from me, bitch.
What? Said another way.
Say it again.
Try and escape and you'll be found.
Come out wherever you are. I can find you. I can.
I know. It's in that same oeuvre.
Yeah. A bad guy might say it.
Come out wherever you are. You can't catch me. No one will. I can catch you.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Can't is, but candle isn't.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Calm down.
DiCaprio Hanks movie.
Catch Me If You Can. Oh, wow. So this was in 2004? Jesus.
Outdoor hide and seek game.
Kick the can.
Yes.
Oh. Which I only know from Twilight Zone, the movie.
Wow. Can was rough. Nick won that round, 3-2.
Oh, moral victory. So I didn't get 8?
Making our final score, Julie 23 to Nick 16.
Yay. That is a fun game. Thank you for bringing this into our lives. That does hit.
Yeah. Interesting. Lots of old phrases for, I mean, multi-generational, right?
Yeah.
Like things you and young people would know. And
I know, I literally.
Much old people would know.
I literally thought this was made in 1992. And then they said, catch me if you can. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
When they said film, I was like, what? Like a talkie? No, that hit. God, you're so good. Every single time. The pressure you put on your opponent. It's like when top tennis players walk into the court and they're like, I already feel like I'm up a set.
You're you're having a conversation with yourself. I get very nervous. You've been knocking it out of the park right
most
at the
of the time. I'm talking with myself.
Well, that's what we pay for. So it was a good week. We watched a lot of shows, Drag Race. We're waiting for the Survivor finale. Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
Who will be the sole survivor?
Who do we want and who do we think?
Both.
Jam-Jam. I want Carolyn. Think Jam Jam.
I think Jam Jam. You want I want her. Carolyn.
I want Carolyn. I think Carson.
Nice. Mm. Let's get Tika in the house.
Yes. Mm, chicken tikka masala. Even though I don't eat chicken, I'm just tikka masala. Like a 3.
Oh, God. She's neutral. She's Switzerland.
3 is not neutral. A 0 is neutral. That means no spice. 3 is spicy.
Yeah, but like it's in the middle.
Silence. So
meet me halfway.
I hope everybody will give Silo a chance on Apple TV. We're going to watch a little Exo Kitty on Netflix to see if it's any good. Could
is
be,
it maybe. Movie or series?
Series.
Cute.
Adorbs. Nick's going to continue to watch the 8th Sense? Maybe on Rakuten TV.
What are the 6th and 7th?
I have only watched 1.5 episodes. I can't know the world.
I'm guessing the 8th Sense is...
Because the 6th Sense is I see dead people. The 7th Sense is...
Fashion.
Is, yeah, coming out of the closet. The 8th Sense is anal.
On that note, if you'd like to support us on our Patreon, you already support us just by listening, but if you continue to listen to this part, we're going to talk about the Patreon nonsense. You could go to jibjabfliplapdibdabnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnipnip for time while Nick looks for the list of names that he insists on reading out loud every week.
He couldn't find it. He just can't reach it.
I can't reach it. I'm not nimble.
What must his belly be like right now with White Claw surges in it and French fries and not even the prostitute?
White Claw sur- well, I guess 1 point. 2, 3. Thank you so much to Dearest James, Inspiring Audrey, Peerless Pam,
Pam,
Beneficent Bernie, Awesome Abigail, Astonishing Alicia, Lovely Lars, Amazing Anne, Jocular Joel, Astounding Alina, Electric Elise, Luminous Lisa, Marvelous Mareka, Jovial Jenna, and Jovial Jenny, Jubilant Jenna, Magical Mandana, Sumptuous 76 Trombones, Magnificent Meredith, and Crazy Cool Cassandra. Thank you all so very much.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Takes All Over the Place is a project of Teen Takes, a.k.a.
Nick Cotter,
Julie Sunderland,
and Emma Cotter.
With the invaluable sound editing help from
Phil Cotter
and
Frank.
The awesome toenails on the wood floor from Frank. We love you, Frank.